Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into the NetSuite podcast. I'm Megan O'Brien, co-host of the podcast. We have a great episode in store for you today. IB Stottlemyre, a senior principal instructor at Oracle NetSuite, is joining us. IB is basically the dashboard guru for NetSuite Learning Cloud support and one of our favorite instructors at Suite World. He's got some great tricks up his sleeve for creating a game-changing NetSuite dashboard. We talk all about dashboard reporting features and functionality and what you can do today to boost your business's success on NetSuite. With that, let's jump right in because you're not going to want to miss out on this episode.
You're listening to the NetSuite podcast, where we discuss what's happening within NetSuite, why we're doing it, and where we're heading in the future. We'll dive into the details about the software and the people at NetSuite who are behind all the moving parts. We'll also feature customer growth stories, discussing the ups and downs of running a company and how one integrated system can help your business continue to scale.
Hi, IB. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
Couldn't be better. And where are you recording from today?
Well, I'm in my studio in a barn up on top of a mountain in Dunlap, Tennessee. I live just north of Chattanooga, and this is where I do most of my Oracle work when I'm not out on the road in front of customers.
Well, that sounds cozy. I love it. Now, I'm going to jump right in because I'm super excited about our topic today. To start out, can you, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at NetSuite?
Oh, yes. NetSuite's a breath of fresh air for me, actually. I started working in analytics and business intelligence on a product that would become Oracle's business intelligence back in 2000. So I started my data warehousing and business intelligence then, and I worked at Oracle and I taught data warehousing, analytics, administration for Oracle University. And then when NetSuite became part of the family, I wanted to go into NetSuite and be in the cloud and see cloud analytics from NetSuite's viewpoint. So I've been with NetSuite now since 2016. It's been a really enjoyable ride.
So you're a part of NetSuite Education Services and LCS, or Learning Cloud Support. Could you remind our listeners what your team does?
Yeah, LCS stands for Learning Cloud Support. And I'm fortunate to be on a team of instructors and education consultants and other subject matter experts that have specific areas of knowledge in each of NetSuite's robust application, each area of NetSuite's robust application. We are using various customer channels to provide an ongoing knowledge and awareness of all the features of NS applications. We directly contribute to the LCS Pass offerings that you may have seen out there. We're going to talk more about that. We provide e-learning, training, live events, webinars, learning labs in various cities where we get to go out and meet face-to-face with you and discuss issues and do performance tuning on your NetSuite. We have a lot of fun at these live events. Look for Suite Connect and Suite World as other events that we use that LCS has a major presence in. We're really here just to make sure that your learning experience is one of the most impactful ones as far as being able to be productive in NetSuite.
Now, we are so excited to kick off a new series today, Listen and Learn with LCS. This marks our first episode. So what is Listen and Learn with LCS, and what's the goal of the series?
Well, hopefully it's the first of many future Listen and Learns. Listen and Learn is an open forum where we have an opportunity to meet with subject matter experts or instructors or trainers to educate our customers with it about the latest trends, techniques, and developments at NetSuite and its offerings. When we keep our customers informed about what progress is coming or what features are being released, it gives them an opportunity to start thinking about how that works in their organization. They can then begin the planning processes for a successful implementation and an integration into their current NetSuite environment. This is just the tip of the iceberg for what can be accomplished here.
I can't wait to dive in a bit more. I'm dying to know. What topic are we talking about today?
Well, I thought today, since it was an opening episode, I figured a great way to open the front door would be the front door to NetSuite. So we're going to talk a little bit about dashboarding, and we're going to focus on NetSuite's direction and development concerning dashboarding.
And why do you think this is important?
Well, first of all, it's the front line in the status of your business and its processes. In other words, when you first open the book to your business, right here's the front page, the dashboard. And just like front pages in a newspaper, a dashboard is meant to tell us as much upfront as we can, the important things. And then there's other dashboards we'll be talking about as well. But it allows us to be exposed and to consume exactly the position of our company at this moment. And it's very important.
Who do you think will find the most benefit from today's topic?
Well, actually, anyone who uses NetSuite, because we are always searching for ways and methods to simplify organization and information for our presentations. In other words, I want to see it, but I want to understand it as well. And if it comes out and hits me over the head like a hammer or something, then that's even better. So we want to talk about some ways that we can do well to inform our customers about what is happening in dashboarding.
But the NetSuite dashboard, it has a lot of moving parts that we could dive into. Where do you suggest we begin for tips and tricks for a better dashboard?
Well, first and foremost is a better understanding of what dashboards do for us and what we're missing on our dashboard today. Secondly, would be how I discover the functionality and where do I obtain it? In other words, there's all this cool stuff dashboards do. I've seen it on other people's dashboards. How did you know about that? And where do I go to find out about these things? And how comes I always seem to be the last to find out? So we want to make sure that you also understand how to discover new functionality. And then today, what I hope to accomplish is, last but not least, discuss the next destinations for NetSuite dashboarding.
So I'll start by asking question number one. Can our listeners get a better understanding of what our dashboards do for us and what are we missing?
Oh, yes. Indeed. How do we discover what we don't know? Over the past 7 years, I've worked in numerous customer accounts at NetSuite, and I'm finding that a large number of NetSuite users, especially newer users who aren't aware of the flexibility they currently have, are using the same dashboard that they signed in with the first day. It may have a shortcut on it that they added, or it might have a portlet that they thought was cool, but not much changes was made to it. Most feel that the dashboard is a place where you add more stuff as you start adding more stuff. And it's really not that. It's your launch board for the day. It's the current status of your company's processes. It's a guide to necessary locations in the app. In other words, shortcuts that allow you to get to places really fast without any type of cumbersome navigation or anything that you may have incurred. It also does things that leads me to ask questions. And then the questions that I'll be asked will be coming from various portlets that can provide me that information. And so I tend to find people like, how many people actually use the custom portlet? That custom portlet, there's like 10 of them available for your main dashboard alone. And what can it do? What can it show? And so I really want to get the word out about some of the functionality of our portlets. And what about the search form? I've noticed that's a wonderful portlet to add to a dashboard, but a lot of people don't use the search form. They'll use a search portlet. So what's the difference? Well, we want to explain these things and show you how the features and functions work. Also, do you know how to customize a portlet and use it the way you want to use it? So there's other things that need to be taught that support the dashboard. For example, can you create key performance indicators of your own business metrics? In other words, NetSuite provides you out of the box with 75 to 100 KPIs about general business things, right? Most people want to know their sales. Most people want to know their expenses. But are you aware that you can go in and say, yes, I want to know my sales, but I want to create a KPI that's the sales for my east side store and the sales for my west side store. And you don't have that in NetSuite out of the box. How do I get that KPI? So in these portlets, we also want to train you how to build the internals of the portlet. And we want to learn these things. So fortunately, we don't have to depend upon stumbling into functionality. So many people do that. They're out in help looking for something and they stumble upon something. You go, oh, that's cool. And then they come back to it later and all of a sudden then they begin to take advantage of it. One of the things that we do to try to keep you from stumbling into functionality and to actively and be proactive about your discovery is that we started the LCS Pass live events. And what we started to do was looking for content about various areas, including dashboarding, to present to our customers in a live format. So this allows for greater interactivity than one would get from, say, an e-learning or a recorded training, because you have interaction with a live instructor, real time. We focus on the functionality of the product that you may not be aware of. We show you tips and tricks and features. And so we're constantly trying to not let you stumble into it, but to actively show it to you, to let you see it, to see how it works. And so it comes back again to, what can we do to get started working towards smarter dashboards? Well, let's talk about some of the first things. One of the first things is understanding the types of dashboards. And of course, again, keep in mind that as I'm talking about these topics, we have very detailed live events on these that you can come in and learn more and ask questions about this. But what's really important about dashboarding from the very start is, do you understand the types of dashboards? For example, let me just share this with you. There are three major types. Now, there's other spinoffs of this. I've seen 5 dashboard types, 7 dashboard types. But basically, you get back to analytical processing, looking at information, there's 3 major dashboards. And the sooner you become aware of that, the more you make it easier to help build dashboards for different people in different parts of your organizations. The first of the major types is called the executive level dashboard. Now, what does that mean? An executive level dashboard is exactly kind of what it sounds like, executives, right? So this would be your chief executive officer, your president of your company, your chief financial officer, you know, people that need to have a summation of all the little pieces and parts. And they want to know from a company level, or from a very higher executive management level. So they'll want to see a lot of KPIs. They'll want to see a lot of business metrics that measure sales in this area, or product defects in this product type, or things like that that they want to keep track of and know a daily or an hourly status on. So these are very high level. You'll see lots of graphics. You'll see lots of charts, bar charts, pie charts, things like that, where a picture shows 1,000 words. And then that executive dashboard will let the executive drill in and start asking questions on a more detailed level. Now, the next dashboard type that fundamentally is out there is what's called an operational dashboard. Now, you can also look at it as a managerial. Typically, it's a team management type dashboard. You could look at it like a sales manager's dashboard. A sales manager wants to know the quota for all sales reps, wants to see the percent of quota they've obtained, want to see their latest sales information, things like that. So it's going to have a lot of metrics and things about people or teams and efforts, opportunities, things like that. So it's going to be more focused at managing particular activities that are going on. And then lastly, you have what's known as the user or the local dashboard. This is very personal. You'll find not only business information typically on a user's dashboard, but you might find links to things they're interested in that are outside of the application. But you'll see this personalization of it. And this is more when a user builds a dashboard, it's more on a role that they do in the company. In other words, if they're in payables, they'll have lots of payables information on that board versus having receivables information. And so tailoring the dashboard to present the information that you're most focused on at a user level is really important. And we do. We give you lots of tips and tricks in our LCS learning for that. Now, you may find certain portlets contain information that would be of interest company-wide. In other words, when you go look at your portlets that's available for your dashboard, in other words, what content can I put on my dashboard? You'll find that some content would be very unique to the role or the position that you have and may not be of interest to another role. But there are certain pieces of information in portlets that are contained on dashboards that would have interest company-wide. For example, when you are hiring new sales reps, right? A sales rep's going to need to go certain places in NetSuite as they begin their job. They're going to have to look up product information. They're going to have to look at their quota. They're going to have to look at their list of customers or leads. And so we want to put that kind of access on a new employee's dashboard. So NetSuite gives us the ability to publish dashboards for others. So we can come in, ask the sales manager what they envision a new rep to have first day on the job. We can build that dashboard and have it pre-assigned to them. That's called publishing dashboards. And we can do it for users, groups, departments, subsidiaries, across the whole NetSuite plane. And consistency helps as well. So not only having your types of dashboards, understanding the portlets and what kind of content that they have, but also consistency. For example, if you can get the same type portlet across your company to provide a certain set of information, then configuring it that way is fine. So people can start to become comfortable with it. In other words, that portlet doesn't look different on somebody else's dashboard. It provides the same amount of information, those type things. Now, what a good example of that, let me just try to explain it. Consistency is like a portlet that can help keep your entire company secure. What one would that be? Well, that would be the login portlet, the login audit portlet. It's probably one of the most overlooked portlets on your dashboard, but it should be added to everybody's dashboard because it's a, you know, security is a company-wide effort. It's not a, and an individual person's responsibility to contribute towards that. It's just not, you know, oh, that's their job. No, it's our job. And so sometimes dashboard has to contain content that would be company-wide. And so we want to make sure that we're using those portlets that can help out the organization. For example, that login audit portlet, that is amazing. You can use it to monitor all types of authentication attempts. And it's nice to have a little box up in the upper corner of your screen that says you've had 3 failed logins today. And you say, no, I didn't. I didn't have 3 failed logins. And so now you can notify your administrator saying, I think somebody's trying to get into my account. And so we would have a heads up. Most savvy people that are familiar with the, you know, hacking and things like that, if they get your email, they usually have half of what they need and they start working from there. Well, NetSuite has all these different reminders and alerts for us that can just tell us, hey, somebody's goofing around with your email or somebody's goofing around with your login. And that's nice because then you can alert your administrator earlier. And that administrator can then take effective and protective actions to secure their access. And so there's a lot of other portlets in NetSuite that we'll be bringing up in our various learning and live events that you can learn about that would help cross-country, would help departmental, would help for certain role types, things like that. And we want to highlight those and get that information out to our customers. So yes, there's a lot we can do starting today.
So if our listeners walked away knowing one thing about the NetSuite dashboard, what would you want it to be?
First of all, it would be use multiple dashboards. A lot of people think their dashboard's their home, right? The home dashboard that they come in on. That should just be big picture. That is your headline page on the newspaper. Now, when you were using newspapers, you had the sports section, right? So you would read the headlines, and then some of us would go directly to the sports section, see how our teams did, whatever else, and things like that. Some of us would go to jobs, right? We're looking for a job. Some of us would go to different sections. Well, NetSuite has dashboards in its different sections. For instance, under transactions, there's a transaction dashboard. So you should put transactional dashboard information on the transaction dashboard and not try to clutter up your main. Too many people overload their main dashboard. That should just be welcome, good morning. This is the status. This is what you want. You want to have transactional stuff, go to your transaction dashboard. You want to have new employees and employee auditing, go to your list dashboard. You know, you want to go to report searches, find those things, have the top 10 reports, portlet, those type things. Then you want to put that on the reports dashboard. So don't try to make your home dashboard the whole show. In other words, put your main information on the main dashboard, navigate to your list dashboard to put your add a new employee links and stuff like that. In other words, go to the dashboards that actually contain the information by default of the area that you're in NetSuite. So yes, start taking advantage of the other dashboards behind your home dashboard.
NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, is everything you need to grow all in one place. Financials, inventory, HR, and more. Make better decisions faster so you can do more and spend less. See how at netsuite.com/pod.
Next, can you tell our listeners about how they can discover this functionality today?
Yeah, LCS has a live event, has e-learning, and it's called the LCS Pass. And it's really become a big success this past year especially, but year before that, we started ramping and started creating live events. It's been 2 years now that we've really been building it, and we're really on an upswing now on different live events. You could have as many as 6 or 7 different live events during the day that one or two may interest you. And so you can drop into. So it's a great way to become informed, because you may be thinking, I want to get started constructing more intelligent dashboards sooner than later. How do I get started now? Well, the first thing I would do is go out to LCS and see what live events and what e-learning would be out there. What is the learning path for dashboarding? The other thing would be is to determine that information is in NetSuite and how do we currently get to it. So how am I known of a feature that I don't know about yet because I didn't read about it or I didn't see it on somebody else's dashboard? That's the other thing that the LCS events is going to help us for. So once you determine what functionality you have, then you got to learn how to use it. And so, again, that's why we wanted the live events, because sometimes e-learning, it'll show you one way. But if your system is differently configured and you get an error message and you don't know how to respond to it because in the e-learning or the recorded learning, it didn't address that, you can't really get an answer until you open up a support ticket or anything else. And we realized that once people discover the functionality, they want to use the functionality and you want to get started as soon as possible. So having a live instructor show it to you, explain it to you, and walk through your different situations that you may be in is a great way. And so that's one of the ways you can do it. Another is to consider building a job or a role special tab. This is great. In other words, we're used to what NetSuite gives us with our dashboard and our tabs that we have at the top and how we can navigate. Well, Suite Builder allows you to add a tab and then add its own portlets and its own content. So maybe if you're an administrator and you're tired and sick of going to 27 different places to get 26 pieces of information all scattered about NetSuite, why don't you just make an admin dashboard and just put all of the information that you need to be an administrator, like number of failed logins today, number of upgrades coming, how many release previews am I managing, you know, things like that. The information you need as an admin, you can make it under an admin role tab, right? So you just go there and have everything that you want. So now you got a special tab that's all yours, and users can do the same thing. You can have a user tab, maybe an AP tab or an AR tab, depending upon the transactions and things that you're working on in there. So we can customize just the dashboard's constructs itself to give us better navigation. So having an admin tab, if you're an admin, would be a great idea. Making and publishing dashboards for others is a great idea too. So once you get good at dashboards and you know the kind of information, you're very familiar with all the different portlets, you're aware of what they supply, then you want to start putting together custom dashboards. Like I said, for a new sales rep coming in or somebody working in accounting that's going to be on a transactional level, you're going to, you know, get them started. Just like back in the old days when we used to start our job, we used to come in and they'd show you your office and there was already a desk in there. There was already a chair in there. There was already a calendar and a notepad and pencils and a cup and all this stuff. And we used to have that. And so we can do the same thing with dashboarding. It's something we want to get started with right away as well. And the other thing is that, when we get into the different training classes, we have many live trainings in LCS that will get you started. For example, right now, I don't know what day you're listening to this podcast on as it's recorded, but next Monday, you could go take advantage, okay, of a live event that happens every Monday morning. Chad and Ivy, we get together and we do a discussion of a dashboard portlet every Monday morning. So if you come with us every Monday, grab a cup of coffee and sit down for 30 minutes with us, you're going to learn its purpose, its functionality. We'll show you the best construction techniques of that portlet on your dashboard. We'll show you the best practices. We'll help you implement the information into your dashboard. We address any workarounds. We give you add-ons. We relate to appropriate recommendations on how to get the most from your portlet's features. We made the presentation light. It's only 30 minutes out of your day. A cup of coffee and just chatting with us, and all of a sudden you're good to go. And it's really a lot of fun. We get a lot of people join and they just say, you know, I thought I knew how to use that portlet, but you showed me one more thing I didn't know about it. And so it's really a great experience for all levels. It doesn't matter if you're advanced or you're intermediate. We also address dashboard duties of the administrator. We have a Thursday morning administration revisited session. Now, this is just an LCS Live. So now we're talking to you from an admin's point of view about dashboard management. And that happens on Thursday mornings. We have a dedicated topic that we cycle through that addresses all different types of admin topics, not just publishing dashboards, but other things you may be interested in as well. And last but not least, if you're doing customizations to your dashboard and you want to take that next step, on Wednesdays, we teach Suite Builder. So we'll show you how to build custom dashboards, how to build custom tabs, how to build add portlets to custom new dashboards that you built. We'll show you all the constructs of it and how you can do it and increase your performance that way by having information exactly the way you designed and you desire to have it. And so it's really great for these courses that we have and the interaction and the and it's just the crowd, the people that come just love it. They've just really been enjoying these. Also, we're always asking you for what type topics you would like to have explained. So then we just keep building. It's just the sky's the limit. It's amazing. So we have all these classes. Look for these on your calendar, on your live events in LCS Pass.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, there are things that I didn't even know coming out of this. I mean, I know a bit about dashboards, but I'm learning something new today. Now, what is the next destination for our dashboards? What does the future of dashboards look like?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. this is the most, right now, I think in my career, this has been one of the most exciting times because NetSuite's been, obviously, we're a wholly owned subsidiary by Oracle. Oracle has been working in intelligence, data warehousing, dashboards. Like I said, I started with them back in 2004, working with analytics dashboards. Well, they have had all this time to move that into the cloud, to perfect it, to get the data warehouse servers to perform in the cloud, to get the Oracle Analytics servers to work in the cloud. And so now that we've moved this whole beast, this whole data warehousing and data intelligence into the cloud, now NetSuite can take advantage of it. So Oracle's come a long way on that product, and now NetSuite has taken and put in its front end on it. And this is going to open a door to dashboarding like you've never, ever imagined. It's moving into a new, exciting, and transformative environment. They're highly configurable. We use Oracle Analytics cloud infrastructure and Oracle's autonomous database server. So NetSuite's products are now taking advantage of Oracle's technology. And their cloud computing technology is through the roof. It's one of the top in the world. It's world class. So Oracle has years of experience with business intelligence and data warehousing platforms and applications. And so NetSuite is using that proven technology to move our business information we're collecting in NetSuite into the data warehouse to provide insight for your business processes at new levels, right? So we're going to be able to get more from this because now that we have reformatted the data and loaded it into a warehouse, we can ask different questions of it. In the warehouse, the data and NetSuite applications extract it and reassemble so that it greatly enhances things like large queries, maintains history forever. In other words, if I wanted to know all the activity I had with a company before its name changed back in 2021, let's say, and they had a name change, and we noticed that our business changed with them, but we didn't particularly take a close look at it. Well, in the data warehouse, because of its historical analysis, we can quickly look at how much business and what product areas, everything else we had with them prior to their name change, and then get all the information and see where they're going since their name change. And then we discover that they were bought by another company that used to supply what we used to supply, and now they're the supplier. So they're ordering different stuff from us. We can learn a lot from historical analysis and looking at things that way. Also with this proven technology is that there's machine learning in it. So when you ask for these different type analysis, the machine's learning from your questions. And so it starts to develop its own questions, providing its own answers ahead of you. And so we're starting to see this feature called auto insights in our dashboards. Now, folks, what this means is simply this. You're just putting a dashboard together and you want to know about how many somethings are returned or how many product defects you've had. So you got this product quality portlet you'd like to have, and you know the questions you want to have answered, but you just don't see anything out of the box for it. This new one's going to allow you to build visualizations, build different types of informational presentations to you about your data and suggest them. In other words, it'll look at your data going, just simple. Let me simplify it for a second. You were starting to do a bar chart or something, and it will interrupt you and say, you know what? What you're asking for, it would look a lot better if you did a stacked this, or you did a box plot, or you did a scan key, or it would look much better. And so it's giving you suggestions as you move along, saying, I think it would look better this way, and people would be able to understand it easier. Now, how many times have you had a dashboard come up and make suggestions to you on how it would want to look? It's absolutely amazing. And so you can incorporate that into your design. So with this new machine learning and AI, you're constantly being evaluated to how can I make this thing more easily understandable? Am I asking the right questions? The dashboards are taking a new direction and not only doing positional analytics. In other words, giving you information on where we are today. But within the warehouse, with the new Oracle Analytics Cloud, it can start doing predictive analytics. In other words, let me show you what is going to happen based on historical events in the past. So it can take all that information and show you where you're trending. And if you had any clusters of different types of event activity or outliers of event activity, it will highlight those and spot them and try to find what caused that type of activity. It's really amazing the insight we have now with these different types of visualizations that we have on our dashboard. And also the newly created dashboards will be able to allow us to get this. So now you develop some dashboard content. Let's say that you had a chart or something that showed the top five products and the ordering status of the customer over the past 3 months. And so it was really a nice chart. And you say, you know what I'd like to do? I would like to take that off my dashboard and I would like to embed it at the bottom of the customer record. So whenever I'm looking at a customer and I scroll to the bottom of the customer record NetSuite, can I see a chart showing their top five products and everything? Can I see that from my Oracle Analytics dashboard? And you go, yes, I can. I can embed these or link these back in to the NetSuite product. So now when we do discover a nice insight or a great visualization that presents some information to us in a remarkably simple way, we can now embed that back into a different part of NetSuite. So we could be on a customer page and we could see some of the analytics that came from our dashboard. So it's really wonderful to have that capability of being able to back embed and do those things. The other thing is that with this type of embedding, now when you go to certain dashboards, like the customer dashboard, the vendor dashboard, partner dashboard, employee dashboards, you can now get a better 360 profile because we have access to all this information and we can selectively bring back into different parts of NetSuite what we want. And this is exciting stuff, guys. And it's not tomorrow. It's today. We have this today. If you would like to find out more about NSAW or NetSuite's analytical warehouse and how you can start using it now and start producing the dashboards of tomorrow, today, contact your account manager and ask them about NSAW and say, hey, can I add that to my account? I want to see this wonderful dashboard stuff. And remember, come to LCS Pass so that you can also see this before you even start to investigate it. You can get demonstrations of it. You can check it out and see what's going on. We have classes to help you understand it in live classes. They're starting in May. And so a lot of good stuff is coming as far as our dashboard capabilities.
How have you seen customers benefit from creating a strong dashboard? Are there any super creative or interesting dashboards that you've seen?
I've seen some really weird stuff and I've seen some really cool stuff. It's kind of neat. It's like, for example, I was helping an implementation of NetSuite and the CEO grabbed me and took me out in the hallway and he says, look, he says, I've been running this business for 25 years. And I did it without computers. I'm going, uh-oh, this is going to be trouble. And he goes, I only need to know five things when I walk out the door. And I go, well, what is that? He goes, I need to see how much of product line A came out today, how much of product line B came out, how much of product line C. And he had five product lines. And he just wanted to see the numbers at the end of the day that came off the line. And he said, I know so much by those numbers. He says, if it's too low, I know I need to go dig here. If it's too high, then I should be looking over there. And if it's just right, I don't need to look at all. I can go home, have supper. And I go, okay. So what we did was we put the five KPIs that he needed to see, the output of the product lines, just made the KPIs for him, stuck them on his dashboard. He was happy. We ended up putting it on his mobile app. So he would just get his phone out of his pocket when he walked out to the truck and he'd look at his five product KPIs on the NetSuite mobile dashboard. So that was an interesting one. So yeah, we can do these type things. A lot of people are moving more of their important KPIs to the phone app. And that way they, anywhere they are at any time, if it just crosses their mind, they can be sitting watching TV and go, you know, I meant to check that before I went home today. And they just get their phone out. It's right with them, right? And they just go to the NetSuite app and they check the dashboard. The dashboards on the mobile app are absolutely awesome. We have a class teaching you how to do the dashboards on the mobile app as well. So it's kind of neat that you can do these things. And it allows you to stay in touch with your business because, guys, you know you're thinking about your business even when you're not at business. So, you know, there's nothing better than to have some important dashboarding information just there on your iPhone or your Android and be able to get that information. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of usually working with the CEOs or the company owners. They're the ones that know exactly what they need to know about their business. And so talking to them really makes it easy to come up with some really progressive ideas on how they can get that information. It's kind of cool.
Well, let's get into the drama. What are the dashboard no-nos? Like, what is the thing you open a NetSuite dashboard and see and it just instantly makes you wince?
When I open a dashboard on a customer and he's had NetSuite for 5 years and it looks like it's the one that came out of the box. It's amazing. It's like, that's the way it looks when you first log in. And he goes, yep. Well, how come you haven't changed it? I don't know how to change it. I'm going, let's get interested. So yeah, that kind of drives me nuts a little bit because we have so many cool things for the dashboard. So I think the impetus is more on us to get the word out, to get people excited about what you can do about it. It's just, you know, when you talk about dashboards, you just go, yeah, it's the computer screen. Well, it's not. It's your business. It's a lot about your business. So yeah, making sure that you take a look at that dashboard and start making use of it. That's probably the biggest thing.
If folks don't have their dashboard set up today, when can they get started?
Oh, start next Monday. Short and sweet dashboards. We'll see you there. Ask your account manager for more information on the NetSuite Analytics Warehouse to find out about how you can grow those dashboards. And start thinking about what I need to see during the day. In other words, when I open my dashboard, what do I really want to see? Not this here. Do I ever look at this? That's some of the things you start asking. Point at things on your dashboard going, when's the last time I really looked at this? Get rid of this. And start looking at what do I really look at? You know, like let's start building some KPIs. Another thing that we teach you in the live training is how to build your own custom KPIs. There's so much information out there live for you to be able to take advantage of. And so maybe centralizing the information, maybe a custom dashboard should be built by you. But yeah, the first thing I would do is let's start with the basic building blocks. Go to the short and sweet dashboards on Monday morning, and I think you'll enjoy that.
Any last pieces of advice for those looking to up their game with their own dashboards?
Probably, I can't keep from harping on this enough. Consider multiple dashboards with your home being clean and simple. In other words, when you enter that home page, please make it your top five headlines. And that's really what you need for your home page. Maybe some shortcuts to get you to where your work is. But really, you should start taking advantage of the other dashboards. In other words, reporting dashboard should be on the reports dashboard, right? Those type things. Support information should be over on the supports dashboard. NetSuite has already started these dashboards for you. It's just that you need to go out and start tailoring them for what you do. And so we're just here to help you with the LCS Company Pass and Explorer Pass and things like that, you can get started right now. We want to see you in some of the live events and have you come in and meet us and get to know us and start working with you guys. And so that's really what we're excited about.
Well, that's a perfect segue. So other than live webinars, are there other options for learning about the dashboards?
Yes. First of all, obviously you have the NetSuite Help Center. I mean, and you have Suite Answers. Suite Answers, the nice thing about Suite Answers is the videos and stuff that they have and the links to like OTube and things where you can learn techniques that way. I can't stress enough though, the LCS live events. We also have learning labs. So look for the notifications in your town. I'm currently going to, you know, three or four towns every month and just doing an overview on introduction to NSAW, how to get into the warehouse, how to start using the dashboards. And so we're coming to a town near you. Be looking for those. The other thing is that obviously we've always had success at doing our sessions and training sessions and everything at Suite World, but you don't have to wait till, you know, September, October to be able to take advantage of that. There's actually now dailies or what they call one day Suite World, Suite Connect. So look for Suite Connect. They're starting this month and they're in various cities and towns. So be looking to attend your Suite Connect and have an adventure there. Start off with the LCS Company Pass, do some of the e-learning, but definitely attend the live events. When you can get a hold of a subject matter expert or an instructor and you can actually talk to them and make them show you stuff, that's great. I'd trade that for almost any kind of training I could get, is just to have the guy show me, right? So that's kind of neat. So yeah, you want to make sure you take advantage of the pass.
If folks wanted to get the Explorer Pass, so free content from MyLearn, where can they go to access that today?
Oh, that's pretty cool. And it's a URL. It's not very hard. It's just mylearn.oracle.com/NetSuite. Otherwise, if you go to mylearn.oracle.com, you'll learn everything Oracle, including NetSuite. So just go to mylearn.oracle.com/NetSuite. You'll see that there's all kinds of free content for you to find out if the LCS pass really is the pass for you. But it is. You'll see that as soon as you start.
We'll definitely put that link in the show notes so people have it. That was fantastic, IB. I mean, I learned a lot. I hope everyone else did too. Thank you so much again for joining us today.
Yes, I'm looking forward to setting in myself on some of these other webinars. I'm so glad we got this started and these different talks that we have, because this is a wonderful way to get out and get in touch with our customers.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to hopefully sit in on one of your LCS live webinars soon.
That's great.
That brings us to the end of another great episode. I think one of the most interesting takeaways from that conversation was not to rely solely on your home dashboard. There are so many options that I didn't even know about, so I hope you all learned something new today too. Huge thanks to IB for joining us and sharing all of his wonderful knowledge. And as always, a big thanks to our wonderful editing team over at Oracle and to all of you for tuning in. If you want more episodes just like this one, make sure you subscribe to our channel and give us a rating and review. Until next time.
You just listened to the NetSuite podcast. Be sure to tune in every week with more NetSuite developments, stories, and insights into the benefits of one integrated system to help you run your business.